Okay, today we're talking about don't let fear hold you back. You know, Joshua in the Old Testament, the scripture today, Joshua 1, it's actually one of my favorite scriptures. The very first teaching, if you want to call it a teaching, I ever did where I had to actually prepare something and share it with other people, which was nerve-wracking because I never wanted to speak in front of people. I used to play drums in my dad's church, and I liked playing drums because I was behind something. I was okay being on stage. I didn't want to have to say anything, and cymbals kind of covered me, and I just remember being in front of people. I hated standing in front. I didn't want to do it. I would have panic attacks. My very first time I ever spoke and shared for a youth group, I was running a youth group at the time, and they're like, it was a team, and they're like, you need to share this week. And I was always finding a way that I didn't have to share in front of people. Well, I finally came my moment. I show up, I'm sitting in a gym back in South Jersey, in Voorhees, New Jersey, and I got my papers out, and all these kids are there, and I am like freaking out. I start my little message, and I get into it, and I'm going, and probably about 6 or 7 minutes into it, I wish I had a video for you to see it, because this is not my shining moment, but it's real. I get to about 6 or 7 minutes in, and I could feel my neck getting hot. My heart is racing, pounding out of my chest. I'm freaking out. I literally grab my notes, and I'm like, hey, everybody, let's just pray. I pray and I close as if I'm done. I said, thank you all for coming tonight. I get up out of my seat. I walk out. I go right to the bathroom. And I'm there with cold water rubbing on my face. And like, it's so funny because even the leaders were there like, what the heck was that? Like, you didn't even, like you did an opening. That's not like a message. And but that's where I was. And here's the point. This is why, I put this in here is not to let fear hold you back because every fear is a boundary in your life. Now, there are fears that are good. There's good boundaries. There are good things that we have fears for. But the reality is that when it comes to growing and it comes to following God, and it comes to accomplishing everything that is on your life, you're going to have to face some fears. And so you can only grow as far as your fear allows you to. So I want you to think about this for a minute. Joshua 1, Moses is dying. They're coming out of the desert place. They have this promised land. Moses was the guy, but now he's dying, and now Joshua's the one to take over. Three times in Joshua 1, this is my favorite passage in the Bible, so you could go back. This is one verse, but read that. I needed it in my life. I've needed it to just remind myself that, you know what? You know, don't be afraid. Be strong and courageous, because I've stepped out and tried to do some crazy things. Even this, doing this book for me, was a big, big mountain to climb, and I got a lot more things that I'm doing, but I had to face my own fears. I stand on stages. I've spoken to 20,000 people. I've spoken to 5 people. I can speak. Now they're like, all right, that's enough. Shut up. I've overcome that particular fear, but it was only because I was willing to face it. You will never conquer what you don't confront. And don't allow fears to hold you back from your purpose. And I encourage you to read that over and over and over again. Put it, if that's something that you struggle with, I want to encourage you to face your fears and fight with faith. I mentioned before that, you know, you're a trailblazer. You're building something that hasn't been done yet. Whenever you do that, you're stepping into a place of the unknown. So it's natural to be to be scared. It's natural to be unsure. It's natural to be, I don't know if I can actually do this. But the reality is that you can. Other people have done the same thing, and God is on your side. If this is your purpose, this is your season, this is your moment, this is your time for right now, you don't need to be afraid. You need to face your fears. And not only that, get around some courageous people and they will help lift that up inside of you as well. So fight your fear with faith. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.